Hallelujah, we worship you, Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Two in the white book.
Living for
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're thankful tonight that we can come and worship the Lord for this short time, hear from Him. I'd just like to read some verses. I'm not going to say hardly anything about them, but I would like to read some verses that I did not read this morning. I was glad for the testimonies this morning. I'm not sorry that you all testified, all of you that did, because it was a blessing. And we had a really short time in looking at the church at Philadelphia. But if you remember, the Lord said to them, you have a little strength because you've kept my word. You haven't denied my name, and you dwell there where there's a synagogue of Satan. You're not dwelling in a very happy community. And there are people there that have gotten in. And they say they're Jews, but they're not. They're liars. But yet, right there in Philadelphia, you have those that are sticking to it. And because of it, I've given them a little strength and I've set before them an open door. I believe that that open door that no man shuts, and then he shuts doors that nobody opens, is primarily referring to that open door of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the propagation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. From that church in Philadelphia, the Lord had given them a little strength, and he'd wanted them now to take advantage of the open door that he'd given to them so that they can proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And you remember in Isaiah throws out the question, how are they going to hear without a preacher? Who can I send? Who's going to go? Those are two different chapters, but there in Isaiah 6, he says, here am I, I'll go, send me. Well, here are some verses that Paul writes to the church at Colossae, and it's the fourth chapter, and it begins in the third verse, and he just says, and for us, pray that God may open a door for our message. I had mentioned this morning, and we didn't look them up, but several times, Paul mentions he has given, the Lord has given to me, the Lord has opened up a door. I didn't barge through doors. Sometimes the Lord shut doors and he didn't try to barge through them. But the Lord opened up a door, he said, Paul did. He'd opened up a door for me to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm doing it. When he opens the door, I take advantage of it. But here it's a little different. He said, would you please pray for me? That the Lord may open a door for our message, and that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. The guy's in jail, and he's praying for open doors. And not praying for open doors of a jail cell. Lord, I want this to fall out for the furtherance of the gospel, whether I'm incarcerated and I'm in chains, or whether I'm out there free. There's got to be an open door somewhere around here, Lord. And he prays, or he asks the church at Colossae to join him in prayer. You know, I mean, I'm free. So are you all. I think you're free. You're not here on a work release program, are you? Or anything like that. We're kind of free. And we're going home kind of free. And the Lord would like to give us all open doors. And Paul prays and asks for prayer. And we can pray that way too. Lord, give me an open door. If we're keeping his word, trusting in him, a little strength, Lord. Now help me in the darkness, in the bad situation. Hold fast what you've given me and give me an open door. And then this last thing. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. I like the song, the hymn that we sing. Make the message clear and plain. Make it so that people can understand it.
so that they can grasp that message. And how many times we've read stories of missionaries that went to foreign fields, and if they proclaimed the gospel as we would proclaim it in America, nobody would get it. Nobody would understand. Wasn't it that fellow who wrote Brusco, "For This Cross I'll Kill You"? He went there and he talked about the gospel as he understood it. And when he talked about Judas, everybody kind of applauded and they thought he was the hero. Because treachery was kind of what ruled their day and in their culture, and they had it all wrong. We got to make the message clear and plain. And I wanted to say this because I want to just pray tonight again for Sister Diane in the cottage, that the Lord will give her an open door. The Lord will do that. The Lord will give her an open door of utterance, and that she may proclaim the message of the gospel, the plan of salvation. I'm sure she's done that. Maybe every day somewhere she's stuck that in. And one of these times, the kids are going to get it. The Holy Spirit's going to make it real to them. Maybe tonight. Maybe tomorrow morning, that last day. And the same with the boys. The same with the boys. I saw Brother Peter earlier and talked to him a little while. And the Lord's done wonderful things for them. But still, there are children that need the Lord, that they're praying for. And I told them that we're going to pray too. We're praying for you every day. Well, they appreciate that. But could we pray tonight that the Lord will give to every counselor, that they'll look for those open doors, that God will grant to them an open door of utterance, that they'll talk to that one kid, that belligerent kid, or that one that's kind of withdrawn or whatever it might be, that the Lord will help them to make the message clear and plain. Paul said to the Jews, I'm like a Jew. And to the ones that aren't Jews, that I kind of fit in with them and try to reach them on their level. I just want to be all things to all men, that somehow I can win somebody for the gospel with every open door that he gives to me. And so let's pray tonight. Can we do that? Before we ask Sister Edith to come and share with us what's on her heart, let's pray for the children that are yet here. One more day. One more day. I asked the cottagers tonight. I saw them at the boathouse, and they said, "Are you happy to be going home?" And I heard a chorus of yes. And I heard a chorus of no. I want to live here. I want to stay here. Won't you miss Mommy and Daddy? No. I want to stay here. And then there was one kid, only one kid, that said to me, "For me, cottager, this was, for me, it's mixed." And I said, "Yeah, I understand that. For me, it's mixed, too. I want to stay here, but I want to go home. And ask me this hour what I want to do, and I'll tell you what. If I ask the staff, what do you want to do, stay or go?" "They want to stay." "Go," you said? "Mixed. Say, at least say mixed." "You're mixed." "Okay, it's mixed with them, too." And, well, let's pray that before these kids do go, because they're not staying, whether they say so or not, that the Lord will meet them. Father, we thank you. Dear Lord, these children can understand the gospel. Lord, it's a message that I don't understand. I can't fathom your love. I don't understand the power that's in the blood. But Lord, somehow it's very real to me. I know it's true. I've experienced it. I've seen it in many, many other lives. And Lord, you can make yourself very precious and real to children. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. They're learning the verses, they've learned the whole psalm. But Lord, we pray tonight that you will make it very real to them. Lord Jesus, you've opened up a door. You've opened up a door. Pilgrim Camp is a tremendous opportunity to proclaim the gospel to boys and girls. And Lord, you've given the counselors utterance as they've looked to you and depended upon you. And we pray that you will help in the cottage, Sister Diane and everyone that works with her, to make the message very clear and plain to every boy and girl. Lord, I pray that you will soften every one of their hearts. Lord, I think of the boys there in the village, the 9-year-old, 10 up to 15. Lord, the little kids, the younger ones up there, I pray that you will open up their hearts, Jesus, every one of them. Lord, come to them. Come to them tonight. Lord, speak to them tomorrow night, throughout the day tomorrow, this last day of camp. Lord, you have a design. You've had a purpose in bringing them here. And Lord, we would pray that not one thing would fail, Lord, of what you have in mind. I can't help but think, Lord, that you intend and desire to save every one of them, that you yearn and long over them as lost sheep, and that you want them all to come to the knowledge of salvation. And Lord, we pray that you will again just send your word, Lord, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So bless them. Bless them this night and throughout the day tomorrow, Lord. And continue to work. Lord, we pray that you'll help us, Lord. Every one of us, Jesus, how we need you. And we pray that you'll work in our midst also, Lord Jesus. Tonight, speak to us. Tomorrow, have your way among us. Lord, how many have come to camp with burdens and needs. And Lord, the testimonies this morning were encouraging to hear what you've done, what you're doing, how you're moving. And Lord, we thank you that you're able to continue that work in us tomorrow and in the days to come as we go to our homes. We thank you for Sister Edith again, Lord, and for what you've done for her. Lord, we thank you for sustaining her during this, I would think, arduous time in the kitchen. The hours that she spends, the work that she puts in, Lord. And we thank you that you've given her strength day by day. Maybe just enough for the day, but Lord, you've given her enough for each day. And we thank you for keeping her well, for keeping her able and strong. And Lord, we pray that when she finishes on Saturday, Lord, that she returns home. And Brother Ed, Lord, we pray that your hand will continue upon them. And that, Lord, your healing that you've begun and are wonderfully doing, Lord, that it will just be completed entirely. Lord, any trace or vestige of what might yet be left, oh God, of treatments, or Lord, we just pray that Sister Edith will be completely well, entirely. Lord, we believe already that she is. Lord, we believe already that you've touched her, and we thank you for it. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue now to use her and open up doors of utterance for Sister Edith. Lord, among the academia that she traffics in and students that she can minister to and faculty. And Lord, I just pray that you will use our Sister Edith to be a beacon of light, Lord, as she communicates the goodness of God, especially historically, and what you have done, and reminding us of what it is you've done, and that your power is just the same today. Bless her tonight, Lord, we pray, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Sister Edith.